A deadly shooting in a big box store. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police in Richland, Washington, just confirming the shooting at a Fred Meyer store. At least one person found dead inside, another injured, and they do not have a suspect in custody. They're searching for a person of interest, but aren't sure that suspect is on foot or in a vehicle. Richland is southeast of Seattle near the Oregon border. Also just getting word of a police officer shot in Gary, Indiana, a 32-year veteran of the force responding to a call of shots fired at the time. No word yet on the officer's condition. A search for that suspect also underway. At the White House, a joint news conference just beginning with President Biden and the new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The Russian troops surrounding Ukraine, a big part of their meeting today.
We're pursuing a two-track approach, which includes deterrence and diplomacy, but that we are ready either way for whatever decision President Putin might make. And we don't have a new assessment of his decision and where he stands on it.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki, the French president, visiting Moscow today to meet with the Russian leader. President Biden saying moments ago there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Europe if Russia invades Ukraine with tanks and troops. Two Democratic governors are letting schools go mask-free.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced in his weekly COVID briefing.
Effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted.
Child care centers are included. Murphy says those who choose to mask up still can, but his action ensures
the huge step back to normalcy for our kids.
In Delaware, Governor John Carney is ending a universal mask mandate this Friday, but he extended a mask requirement in public and private schools and child care centers until the end of March.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The clock's ticking again for Congress, preparing to move this week on another short-term spending bill to avoid a government shutdown.
House Democrats plan a vote tomorrow on a short-term spending bill extending government funding through March 11th. Without new legislation, a partial government shutdown is triggered February 18th. The short-term CR would also provide $350 million to address water contamination at a military fuel storage facility in Hawaii. Congressional leaders have been negotiating a long-term spending plan without an agreement reached. Any deal needs bipartisan buy-in to overcome a 60-vote filibuster threshold in the 50-50 divided Senate. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The IRS says it will stop using facial recognition technology to authenticate people who create online accounts. This after the practice came under criticism from privacy advocates and lawmakers. Critics of the software say the database could become a target for cyber threats, voicing concern about how the information could be used by other government agencies. A major fitness brand is reportedly up for sale.
Takeover talk reignites Peloton stock, shares surging on reports that Amazon, Apple, Nike, even Disney could be potential suitors for the fitness company. There's a big push out of the pandemic to focus on health, and Peloton has 2.5 million connected subscribers, an attractive base for any potential buyer. Amazon may be the likeliest acquirer, and Wedbush says that might force Apple to pursue a deal, too, as a defensive play. Peloton shares hit a high of $155 in December of 2020. They've cratered since then. Barron says shares are worth between $34 and $36 each.
Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti. Turned into a wild ride on Wall Street. The Dow was down, then up about 200 points. It finishes up a point at the close. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.